Lübbe Audio.
MacTavish and Scott, The Lady Detectives of Edinburgh, Episode 6, Secrets for Sale. Written by Geeta Edelman. Narrated by Esther Wayne.
"Please, not another old family secret," Fionnuala groaned.
Anne reclined in her new cobalt blue office chair, a grin spreading across her face. The last two major cases Fionnuala had solved both involved dark events from the past, with repercussions right up to the present. This time, thankfully, the case seemed rooted in the present. That would make the investigation much simpler.
"Isn't everything a family story in the end?"
asked Anne innocently, swiveling slightly in her chair. This new one was much more comfortable than the old seat her late husband Malcolm had always used. She had inherited the chair, along with the detective agency, when he passed. Really, though, she should have replaced it much sooner. The chair, that is. Well, maybe Malcolm, too. Fionnuala frowned and pursed her lips. She remarked.
"Well, our new client's story begins back in the year..."
Anne couldn't finish her carefully crafted sentence. The sight of her business partner covering her face with her hands was simply too funny. She burst out laughing.
"Please tell me that was a joke, Anne."
Fionnuala peeked through her fingers.
"Tell me it's really about those missing antiques. The ones that report in the Scotsman yesterday said vanished without a trace. Or corporate embezzlement. Or..."
Anne shook her head.
"Sorry, no one has hired us for those cases."
Fionnuala let out a deep sigh.
"All right, I confess," Anne smiled. "There is no family secret. At least not that I'm aware of. But there is a secret involved. A secret affair."
"An unfaithful husband, or wife. A simple surveillance job will do me good,"
Fionnuala stated, looking noticeably more at ease.
"Although I would rather it had come along at a different time of year."
She gestured towards the window, where the rain was threatening to turn to sleet.
"The case isn't quite as straightforward as that," Anne admitted.
"Put the girl out of her misery," came Lackey's voice from the open office door.
"Did you need something, Lackey?"
Anne asked, surprised to see him cradling her black cat in his arms.
"What's the matter with Freddy?"
"I don't know. He just showed up at my office. I think he's..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?